We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled Song Birdie. If you enjoyed this episode, then check out even more fabulous stories for kids on the Kids Listen podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Oh yeah.
Let's go.
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the podcast for tamer car rides, relaxing bedtimes, or for when you just need a break with a fun story. I'm your host, Angie. Our friend Birdie just loves to make all kinds of music. Today, she will sneak into an empty music classroom and play with all of the instruments. We will learn and jam along with Birdie as she discovers some cool new sounds. Let's begin our song-tacular story now. Song Birdie. Birdie loves music. She enjoys singing bird songs and dancing bird dances. One day, Birdie was flying around and heard beautiful music coming from the school. She flew over to the window and looked inside. Birdie saw little girls and boys playing instruments. Flutes and horns, violins and drums. The music teacher was standing at the front of the room waving her conductor wand in the air as the beautiful music played. Birdie decided that she wanted to play these instruments too. She waited for the music class to end, and then Birdie opened the window and snuck into the empty classroom. Birdie flew over to a flute that was laying across a chair. She hopped over to the mouthpiece and blew. The flute made a sweet sound. She hopped over to a horn and tried to make it play. She blew softly at first, but no sound came out. Birdie took a big breath in and blew as hard as she could. A big booming sound came out of the horn. Birdie laughed and laughed. She flew over to the big drums in the back of the classroom. Birdie jumped on the drums like a trampoline. She danced across the xylophone and picked up a little mallet with her beak. She struck the triangle and then the cowbell. and then the wooden block. She flew over to the stringed instruments. Birdie plucked the strings of a violin. The sound was soft and delicate. Then she plucked the strings of a cello. The sound was deep and loud. Then Birdie saw the conductor wand sitting on the teacher's music stand at the front of the classroom. She flew over and picked up the wand with her beak. She tapped the wand against the stand. All of the instruments propped up to attention. Then Birdie began to wave the wand in the air. The flute started to play. And soon the horns joined in too. Birdie flew over to the drums, swishing and sweeping the wand in the air. Sticks and mallets floated up and banged the drums and the other percussion instruments too. Birdie fluttered over to the violin and the cello. Their bows magically lifted and swayed across the strings. Beautiful music filled the air as Birdie danced around in the air, holding the conductor wand carefully in her beak. Suddenly, the door began to slowly creak open. Birdie dropped the wand to the ground, and the music stopped suddenly as she flew out of the window. Birdie peered into the classroom and saw the music teacher walking in.
"That's funny. I thought I heard music. And hey, what is my conductor wand doing here on the ground?"
The music teacher picked up the wand and put it back on the music stand. Then she walked out the door. Birdie laughed and flew all the way home as she sang a little tune. What a fun and musical story! Animal friends are just full of surprises. Now we will hear some animal from our real life and imaginary listeners.
Animal!
Up first, we have Eddie and Cece.
Hi, my name is Eddie, and I love, and I'm a lion. Roar! And I'm 3 years old. And my favorite story is Story Spectacular.
Digger the dog.
Hi, my name is Cece, and I'm 5 years old. And I'm a dog. And my favorite Story Spectacular is Digger Feels Ill.
Wow, those messages were doggone cute. No lion. Now let's hear from Vera.
Hi, I'm Vera and I'm a unicorn and my favorite story is Diggle's Daily Routine.
Thanks, Vera. Your unicorn message was on point. Up next, we have Gibson.
Hi, my name is Gibson, the poison dart frog. Ribbit, ribbit. My favorite story of Story Spectacular is The Shape Escape and The Shape Caper.
Aw, that froggy animal makes me want to jump for joy. Now, it's Cedar the Shark's turn to take the mic.
Hello, my name is Cedar. I'm 6 years old and I'm from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, my name is Finn. The shark going to the ocean now eat you. Wait, before I eat you, can I'll tell you my favorite story spectacular. It's Woody the Wizard. Now can he eat you?
That message was so sweet I could eat it.
Chomp, chomp.
We also have a couple of bonus jokes from brothers Mason and Nolan.
Hey, Angie, what do you call baby melted rock? Hot larva.
Hey, Angie, why did the critters cross the road? Because it was hot larva.
Thanks, Mason and Nolan. I'd cross the road just to hear those adorable jokes once again. Last but not least, we will hear from an imaginary listener named Sally. She's a sloth who lives in the jungle. Sally writes,
Dear Angie and friends, my name is Sally, and I'm a sloth. A two-toed sloth, to be exact. I just about fell out of my tree from excitement when I heard the episode, The Amazon Jamazon. You see, I live in the Amazon. You must have passed right by my house. I'm sorry to have missed you, but I was probably asleep. Us sloths spend most of the day hanging upside down from a tree, sleeping. Then at night, we like to chew on leaves, twigs, and flower buds. Sometimes I even get to go swimming in the Amazon River. I may move slow on the land, but in the water, I can really move. You would swim fast too if there were piranhas in your swimming pool. Anyway, thank you so much for the show, and stop by my tree next time you are in the Amazon. Until then, just remember, it's a jungle out there. Make sure you get plenty of rest. Signed, Sally the Sloth.
Thanks for the listener mail, Sally. I really enjoyed learning more about your amazing life in the Amazon. Perhaps we will stop by for a visit again soon and Birdie can play some new songs for you. Wow, we sure hit the jackpot with today's Animail. I love getting to know friends from all around the world.
Ribbit, ribbit.
Looking forward to hearing more Animail from our real and imaginary listeners again soon. Today's show really made me appreciate music, animals, and musical animals. We tagged along with Birdie as she discovered some new instruments and some new ways to create beautiful songs. She sure is a special songbird. We also heard from our real-life and imaginary listeners from all around the world in today's Animail. Animals are full of amazing surprises.
Story Spectacular!
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To purchase original children's books and to watch spectacular videos, go to storyspectacular.com. If you want to hear even more great stories, then be sure to check out the Kids Listen podcast app. You can search for great new shows by fun categories. Find Kids Listen in the App Store. And if you want to support this show, then tell your friends about your favorite stories. Help us get the word out so that even more people friends and animal friends can discover spectacular stories too. Thanks for listening. Sloth you later.